Feds cut interest rates on federal student loans. Texas border business. U.S. Department of Education. Washington, D.C. The U.S. Department of Education, the department, announced that federal student loan borrowers enrolled in auto pay will be eligible for a 1% interest rate reduction beginning July 1st. Borrowers who enroll in auto pay by September 30, 2026, or who are already enrolled, will benefit from the interest rate reduction through June 30, 2028. This new initiative further complements the Trump administration's efforts to make higher education more affordable and simplify student loan repayment. Thanks to President Trump's Working Families Tax Cuts Act, two new repayment plans will become available on July 1st, the Income-Driven Repayment Assistance Plan, RAP, and the Tiered Standard Repayment Plan. Borrowers enrolling in one of these new plans can also sign up for autopay to further streamline their repayment experience. The Trump administration is making student loan repayment easier than ever, and borrowers should not wait to take advantage of this temporary interest rate reduction to stay on track for key student loan benefits, said Undersecretary of Education Nicholas Kent. No matter your age or college credential, we want to make sure that borrowers can understand their options and choose a repayment option that works best for them. This interest rate reduction will help borrowers as they consider new, affordable repayment plans and work to repay their loans on time. We expect this temporary incentive to drive up repayment rates and significantly improve the overall health of the federal student loan portfolio. Prior to the COVID-19 pandemic, more than 80% of student loan borrowers in active repayment were enrolled in autopay, which ensures that borrowers make monthly, on-time payments. Today, only 40% are enrolled. Autopay is the easiest way for borrowers to ensure they maintain access to key benefits, including features of RAP, which will also be available beginning July 1st. For example, borrowers in RAP can receive a match on their on-time payments to ensure interest does not accrue and balances decline every month. Eligible borrowers making on-time, monthly payments can also qualify for Public Service Loan Forgiveness, PSLF, which discharges certain loans after 120 payments. Autopay helps ensure borrowers never miss a monthly payment, which is a prerequisite for accessing these repayment and discharge benefits. How to enroll in Autopay? Autopay is an optional feature where a borrower's student loan servicer can automatically deduct their monthly student loan payment directly from their checking or savings account. Currently, if a borrower enrolls in autopay, servicers reduce a borrower's interest rate by 0.25%. Enrolling in autopay is quick and easy. Borrowers who are not currently enrolled in autopay must log in to their student loan servicer account and select autopay from the navigation menu. Borrowers must enter their bank account information and confirm specific payment amounts. Borrowers who are currently enrolled in autopay do not have to take any action. Their servicer will automatically reduce their interest rate by an additional 0.75%, bringing the total reduction on their federal student loans to 1%. Borrowers who are in default, and thus are not currently in repayment, must log in to studentaid.gov, consolidate their eligible loans, and then apply for a new repayment plan before enrolling in autopay. Borrowers will need to remain in autopay to continue to benefit from the interest rate reduction. The additional interest rate reduction will benefit all borrowers whose federal direct loans originated after July 1, 2012, including student and parent borrowers who are currently enrolled in autopay, borrowers who are not yet enrolled in autopay, and borrowers who are enrolled in the now-defunct SAVE, Saving on a Valuable Education, plan who must first choose a legal repayment plan starting on July 1st. This benefit will also be available for borrowers who are in default once they bring their loans back into good standing. How to apply for an income-driven repayment plan? Applying for an income-driven repayment, IDR, plan is easy and efficient when borrowers provide consent for the department to obtain their federal tax information, FTI, directly from the Internal Revenue Service, IRS. This allows the department to process a borrower's IDR application faster and eliminates the need for a borrower to manually upload their income information. Upcoming changes to student loan repayment. The department is working to implement the student loan repayment provisions included in the Working Families Tax Cuts Act. This once-in-a-generation reform created a new IDR plan, the Repayment Assistance Plan, RAP, and a new tiered standard repayment plan, both of which will be available to borrowers on July 1, 2026. Under RAP, a borrower's monthly payment is based on that borrower's income and number of dependents. This provides borrowers with affordable monthly payments to ensure they can meet their repayment obligations. Unlike existing IDR plans, RAP ensures that borrowers who make full, on-time monthly payments will be shielded from runaway interest and will make regular progress toward reducing the principal balance on their loan. The new tiered standard repayment plan will offer fixed terms of 10, 15, 20, or 25 years based on a borrower's total outstanding loan balance, giving borrowers with higher debt lower monthly payments and more time to repay. For more information on the new repayment plans, please see the department's fact sheet here. Information source, U.S. Department of Education.